university, there were a lot of accounting examples in here, and a lot of very practical examples that they had where they thought, oh, this device might help me take notes, or this device might help me to see my emails. By the end of the, well, there is no end to this project so far, but we're now a year or so in, and you find that actually, if I gave you another iMac as a snapshot of today, there'd be a whole lot more going on than what we can see there. Just a quick snapshot of the previous experience that the staff had. Well, this is really only looking at what sort of devices they own and use themselves. But you can see less than half of them own a Wi-Fi laptop, over half had a cell phone. But very few actually own a smartphone, but less than 20%. And I've just mentioned before, our students, 50% had an iPhone, let alone other types of smartphones. So the staff were certainly starting from a lower point than the students are in terms of their own personal usage and ownership of smart or electronic devices. Even if you've been, somebody in there heard of PSP, that was interesting. Some of the things that they thought by the end of the initial project, so the 3-month trial, I guess, of the iPads, these are the things that they found were quite useful. Once again, plans actually write this up further with a full year's worth of data. But at this stage, you can see that they found still traditional things, email, web browsing, reading documents, accessing online course notes, taking notes, those sorts of things, those sorts of reasonably traditional sorts of tasks, and they found those quite useful. Since they've also now all got web browsers, I don't know if this has actually worked out as well as I could have, because they actually don't need the laptops for a lot of things. And the feedback that I'm getting now is that from a number of them is that they actually don't use the laptop as a laptop at all. So most of them have their laptops chained to the desk in the office. They don't take them home, they take their iPad home instead. That's an interesting side point that I've uncovered. So a couple of comments straight from the participants. I did a bit of a focus group with them just to try and uncover a few interesting bits and pieces about what they thought of the whole thing. One of the participants here, this guy was an accountant. He was interested in, first of all, the infrastructure side of things. For our area in particular, what's happening, we've got really good wireless, we've got pretty good wireless coverage for all the students, but the staff area actually has very poor wireless coverage. So, in fact, the staff sitting in their offices with one bar on their wireless and unable to actually do much. So infrastructure was a bit of a concern, but also the cost side of it. There are some models where a university just buys iPads or devices for all the students. Well, that's one thing, you know, they all have it and it's built into their fees perhaps. But we're more likely to actually be looking into students buying their own devices. And the accountants are saying, well, actually, this is a good idea, but we should really be doing a good, solid cost-benefit analysis. That's something I'll talk about a little bit later. Another comment, this is from one of our other staff members who also ran an iPad project themselves. So they ran a project after I did. Tom and I supported the project, and this staff member in particular was one of our sort of more forward-facing e-learning sorts of people. They actually teaches law, and she made all sorts of great use of the iPad with her students, and this was just one comment she made. She did an awful lot more than this, but she was talking about the use of Moodle, the use of in-class projects, well actually the in-class projects ranged for a whole lot of things. So these are things that she actually found useful with her students. But the comment there from her was actually that, well, we need to move beyond this whole idea of, look, this is a great thing to help us take notes and a great thing for us to do the traditional sorts of things and move more towards designing activities to engage the students. So this was coming from one of the people from within the community of practice, not coming from me as the guy pushing the whole thing, so I thought this was quite positive to see. So basically, the things we found, the affordances of the device really appealed, so everyone involved with the initial project was actually very keen on the whole idea of the iPad. They were obviously very keen to get their own. For most of us, these were the first steps. So the iPad actually acted as an encouragement to actually get these people to look and consider a lot of the other Web 2 technologies, a lot of the other pedagogical changes.